This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What we don't know is why. A suspect is in custody and eight people are dead after shootings at three massage parlors in the Atlanta area.
Police say 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long is in custody after he was captured on the highway. The shootings began around 5 p.m. at Young's Asian Massage Parlor in Acworth, then continued within the hour in Atlanta at Gold Spa and across the street at Aromatherapy Spa. South Korea's foreign ministry says at least four of the victims are women of Korean descent. Captain Jay Baker with the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office says they're not ruling anything out in terms of motive. The killings come amid a wave of attacks against Asian Americans that coincide with the spread of the coronavirus.
Nothing's going to be ruled out. We're conducting a multiple homicide investigation. So wherever the evidence leads us, that's where the investigators will go.
That audio, courtesy of WGCL. I'm Julie Walker.
A newly declassified intelligence report finds that Russia's President Putin authorized influence operations aimed at denigrating Joe Biden, boosting Donald Trump, undermining confidence in the election, and worsening social divisions in the U.S. But the report finds no evidence that any foreign actor changed any votes or disrupted the voting process in this country. President Biden's talking about embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The president spoke exclusively to George Stephanopoulos of ABC News, who asked him about the women who are accusing Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment and misbehavior.
If the investigation confirms the claims of the women, should he resign?
Yes, I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
This is St. Patrick's Day, and President Biden, being of Irish descent, will meet virtually with Ireland's prime minister today. The annual St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City will be mostly virtual because of the pandemic. This is AP News. The number of migrants trying to cross the border is about to hit a 20-year peak. Today, the Dallas Convention Center begins taking in thousands of children who crossed the border, and it's just one such facility.
U.S. authorities say the Border Patrol encountered 561 unaccompanied children at the Mexican border Monday, nearly double the daily average last month. In Washington, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas lays blame on
the Biden administration came in with a political agenda.
With crossings of unaccompanied migrant children on the rise, the Health and Human Services Department plans to open a facility for 800 children at Moffett Federal Airfield near San Francisco and another in Pecos, Texas. There are also plans to expand a facility in Donna, Texas to hold 2,000 people. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow lost 127 points yesterday. The S&P lost 6. The Nasdaq gained 11. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.